With Democratic Saratoga County Supervisor Joanne Yepsen leaving her post for her successful run for mayor of Saratoga Springs and Republican Matthew Veach up for re-election, two seats on the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors for Saratoga Springs were left open. The field of candidates included Veach, Democrat and Saratoga County Clerk Peter Martin, and former Saratoga Springs Commissioner of Finance and Republican Kenneth Ivins Jr. Veach and Martin were selected by voters. Ivins conceded, surrounded by his Republican colleagues and supporters on Tuesday evening. Ivins, who also served as the former president of the Clifton Park Chamber of Commerce, promoted himself during the campaign as an individual focused on economic development and said that he was confident his campaign brought important discussion into the supervisor's race.
We put up a good race, we brought up some good issues, and those issues are going to continue to resonate around the county for many years to come, as well as around the city. And I appreciate all your support.
Martin previously lost to Ivins in his 2009 bid for finance commissioner. After securing his own spot on the Board of Supervisors, Martin said that the next 2 months will require him to dig in and get prepared to tackle many of the issues facing Saratoga County.
I got to get up to speed on everything that's going on in the county. We got to see what the county's going to do during the next 2 months before I sit. Take my new seat, and then see what kind of a difference I can make.
Martin said his primary concern is the possibility of Saratoga Springs being chosen as a potential location for a resort-style casino after voters approved a constitutional amendment to allow up to 7 in New York. However, Saratoga County residents overall rejected the amendment, with 53% opposed and 47% supporting. Martin said that more community conversations and analysis around casino development will be essential to his agenda when he takes office.
I'm hoping that maybe we can run some numbers, see what difference it will make on the positive and the negative to Saratoga Springs and to Saratoga County, and then make an informed decision as to whether we really want to embrace it or not.
Matthew Veach will serve his fourth term as supervisor. He also thanks supporters and his family on Tuesday night at Republican headquarters.
Two more years, I'm moving up in the world, and I'm going to be hopefully in the leadership role at the county very soon. And I thank you again for your confidence in me for another 2 years as supervisor going forward.
Veach could become county chairman, depending the outcome of the Malta supervisors race. Incumbent Paul Salsville, who was in line to become chairman, was narrowly edged out by Democratic challenger Cynthia Young. Although the race is still too close to call, and all absentee ballots have not yet been counted. According to the Saratoga County Board of Elections, only 12 votes separate the candidates. While Veach and the Board of Supervisors had not taken a public stance on the casino amendment, the board did adopt measures where, if the amendment were approved, the county would like to see the full-size casino located at the Saratoga Casino and Raceway, which is currently moving ahead with a $30 million expansion project. If Saratoga Springs were chosen as the location, the city and county would split an estimated $11.4 million in annual proceeds to aid education and provide tax relief. Democrat Martin said he's looking forward to working with Veach in the months ahead.
I'm really looking forward to working with Matt Veach. Matt and I get along really well together, and I think that together we will represent Saratoga Springs very well.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.